some reason it's really sensitive.
Just the question David raised yesterday. What is the what's the word chazaka really mean? What do we mean by chazaka? Given the fact that it's used in several different ways, what are the ways it's used? So the old way is like what chazaka versus rov, like we were doing, meaning what? That just descriptively. An assumption. We call that an assumption. You have an assumption. If the thing is, if we know the thing was a certain way, ma'im edavar al cheskaso, right? Maybe that's what you're talking about. Ma'im edavar al cheskaso. That we establish a thing according to its chazaka. If there's a suffix in something, we go by the chazaka, right? But that's a chazaka where we knew for sure, right? We knew what it was, right? Like Chezkas Isser that we had by Eid Echad, right? By Chezkas Isser, you're not going to you're not Naaman. That means we know for sure that the woman was Neish Sish. That's one Chazaka. Yeah. Now is that saying, right? No. So one way is we say we know what it is. We know the woman's Neish Sish, and any suffix we're going to resolve by the Chazaka form that we can, to the best we can. And now the other form is what? Like by kinyanim, you say that you can make a kinyan with chazaka. Okay, that's another. Okay, but then you have by kinyan, you say you can do a kinyan through chazaka. Right? Ketzad b'chazaka. So what's a kinyan chazaka? Mochalo bayis mochalo soda or shenosnos of matana kevin shenol or goda or paris kolshu v'hu sheyol of ma'isav reze kona. So that's a kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is what? I do a maisa of ownership. Okay. So, kinyan chazaka. And it's similar to like mashicha, right? Like mashicha. But by karki, you can't do mashicha, so you do chazaka. Yeah. And then you have over here by the Hilchos Toim V'Nitan, so the Ram says, Kol ha-metaltlin b'chezkas zeshein tachas yado. B'chezkas zeshein tachas yado. They're b'chezkas zeshein tachas yado. What does that mean? That's sort of like an assumption, right? Like we assume that they belong to the one who's holding them. There's an assumption that they belong to the one who's holding them. But it's hard. You can't define chazaka as assumption, because what's a kinyan chazaka? Kinyan of assumption? It's not the assumption, like maybe it's not a halachic question, but it's just curiosity. I mean, one word that is used in so many different ways, is there some common concept between all these things? The Baal.
Right, you acted the Baal.
Right. Or we have chazaka like everybody else. Chazkas mevatim. You acted like you worked on it for 3 years, and then it's a raya that you own it. Yeah, right. A little bit. Alright, so Bekitzer, we just wanted to say that there's one universal over here. That whenever you take a particular action or a particular fact and extend it into a status or a chalos or state, whatever you want to say, that's the universal idea of chazaka. So in other words, if I do a mice of bilis and that becomes bilis, that's why it's called the king of chazaka. If I measured it at one point in time as a kasher mikvah and then halacha tells me it continues with that measurement, that's a chazaka. If I see the person controlling it as a particular, I can impute that he is owning it. I can extend my knowledge of the Maisa to a knowledge of a state. That's what I'm trying to say, is it comes from that's the strength of the Maisa. The Maisa is a real Maisa, not just an accidental Maisa. Mm-hmm. There's a Maisa Bailus that's a real Maisa is a Chazaka. Not just an accidental Maisa, acting like a Baal. Mm-hmm. That's an accidental Maisa. What's the case? They were arguing about a Svina. So we're going to take the case in the Bava Basra first. So they're arguing about the Svina, right? Hi Omar Didihi, Vahai Omar Didihi. Each one says it's theirs. Okay. Alright. And the Rashbam, I mean, everybody says basically that what? That there's no one has a chazaka. Because the Gemara doesn't bring up the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsin. Yeah. Now the Rashash notes that it's incorrect to attribute Zeh Notel Ad Mokom Sheyado Magas to the Mishnah, because that's really a brisa. Our Mishnah doesn't have that. Zeh Notel Ad Mokom Sheyado Magas. That's the brisa on Zion. But he means to say that you don't employ the din of Shnayim Ochsim. They didn't employ the din of Shnayim Ochsim over here because no one was a Mochsok. So what's the din when no one's a Mochsok? Okay, so what happened? So the din is whoever is stronger wins. Whoever is stronger wins. Stronger either in grabbing it or in Raya. Okay. Okay. Good. But anyway, so what happened over here? So one of them came and said to the Beis Din, hold it for me. Right? I want you to hold it for me. Why? So I can go and get witnesses. I have witnesses in another place. And I'm worried, though. I'm stuck in the... It's a problem. Because if I leave it, he's going to... I'm worried that... maybe he'll grab it. He'll sell it, and then I'll be stuck. The money will be gone, right? So he's not worried about the guy becoming a muchzak when he leaves, right? He's worried about the guy selling it.
Why doesn't he say that?
That's what the Rashbam says, because that wouldn't be a real chazaka. Because we know that.
The Mason already saw it.
Right. Apparently, that's not called olam gvar, and the guy is just absent. Has to be a real struggle. So anyway. So that's what he wants. He says, hold it for me until I get back with the Edom. So what happened? So they want to know, should we do it or not? All right, so what does the Rashbam say? Tafsinan or lo tafsinan? What's the issue? Rav Huna omar tafsinan, Rav Yehuda omar lo tafsinan. Go ahead, who wants to explain to me, Rashbam? But he's saying that, so the Rashbam is learning that the question is, do we take it and we'll be able to give it back? And then, in other words, if the Eden don't come, we'll just give it back, and then nobody will suffer any loss. Or we said, no, we can't take it, because if he doesn't come back with the Eden, we won't put it back. We're just going to hold on to it forever. We'll hold on to it until Eden come. So then it would turn out that the true Baal could suffer a loss. As if we would have not taken it from the beginning, maybe the true Baal would have been the stronger of the two, and he would have succeeded in getting his property. But now he'll definitely never get his property. The original din is just let them fight it out, right?
So
he's saying now, according to the original din, the original owner had a chance of getting it, right? Now if we hold on to it, he doesn't have a chance of getting it, short of Adam. Yeah, but the din of Kol Dolan Gvar is where there's no Adam, so we're assuming there's no Adam, and one guy is saying, no, I have Adam, and he runs out to get the Adam. So if he comes back with Adam, good. But if not, now we're maybe putting the other guy is to his detriment.
But if we don't,
din is called Olam Gvar. Because the din is called Olam Gvar, and he's saying Beis Din won't do it unless there's no loss. Mm-hmm. If there's any loss, then Beis Din won't do it.
And the fact that the loss would be...
The fact that this guy might sell it out, and that's part of the din of Kol Dolan Gvar. I mean, that's too bad. I mean, that's just part of the nature of this situation. The nature of the situation is based in can't do anything.
Well, who says Kol Dolan Gvar is the din?
That's the din. The din is because neither one had a chazaka, and they just had tainas.
Now this guy's coming in and ask us to do a favor.
That's right. He says, that's what the Gemara says. Says, Oso chad minayu lebeidina v'omar tifsua. It was a special request. Please hold it for me. He said, but that's not the din. The din would never. Beis Din would never do this on their own. This guy wants Beis Din to do this. So now they put into a. Now they said, well, it's not so simple, because really the din is we don't do anything. And now it's possible that if we hold it, we could be causing a loss. Now we're going to be meddling and causing a loss.
And we put it back.
Oh, so that's what the Rashbam is saying. Why would they be causing a loss? Only if you hold, you can't put it back. That's what the Rashbam is tying the two ends together. Saying the only question is, really, do we put it back once we take it? That's really the only question. Will we put it back if we take it? That's the only question. We'll take it if we can put it back, and we won't take it if we can't put it back. That's the way he's learning. Rav Huna says, that's the Rosh Bama's learning. Rav Huna holds, we take it, holds like Rav Papa, who says we release it. And Rav Yehuda says we don't take it, holds like himself later, says we don't take it, we don't release it. He's just trying to cause his friend a loss. So now it turns out a guy could use it as a sheker. He'll tell Beis Din he wants to go get Edom. He knows it's not his, it's a lie, but he's going to cause this guy to lose his own property.
He's a liar now. What's the reason this should be a sheker?
That's it. So that's the key. So the Paskin, no, we won't let it go. We won't release it. So for whatever reason, this Beis Din took it. Okay? Either they held like Rav Huna in the beginning, or both Bali Dinam agreed. But when they came for the Psak, that apparently somehow they changed the Psak in the end. When they asked the Shaila, should they release it, right? So the Psak was, can't release it. Why? So it's machlokes again. Rav Yehuda said lo mafkina. Why? So that's interesting. He says the me'acha shebo momon Yisrael biad Beis Din. Once momon Yisrael comes to the hands of Beis Din, they're not allowed to be mafkir it. They have to keep it until they know who it belongs to, who to return it to. And what did Rav Papa say? Mafkinon. He said no, not a problem. Just release it exactly the way you found it. Right? Because that's why you took it.
Why would you say Lomafkina?
He just said Lomafkina. He says, because once it comes into Beis's possessions.
But I don't understand why Rav Huna's reasoning isn't good. Because you're just turning to its original state.
Rav Papa, you mean?
It's not like you're wearing a Mishpat that might be false. You're just making as if you never did anything.
It's a good question. So what's Hilchasa is lo tafsinan vecha tafsinan lo mafkinan. So we all you don't take it. You don't take it and you don't give it back. Yes, so what's the machlokas over here? I mean, that's the question. What's the machlokas here really between Rav Papa and Rav Yehuda?
Right?
That's really, because everything boils down to that, according to the Rashbam. What's the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Yehuda?
See,
it's an interesting din of Kol Dol and Gvar. So the Rambam says that what? He says in Hilchos Toim V'Nitan, Perek Yud Alachavav. He has our case, right? And he says, in Tesvav Dalad. So he says, Shnayim Shayu Orim Al Asada, Zohar Mishali, V'Zeh Mishali, V'Ein Lechad Me'en Raya. Okay, or they have exactly opposite rayas. Okay. So he says, "Manichin osa biyadehen v'cholam is gaber yorad bo v'yiyah acher motzi miyado ve'olav haraya." Interesting Rambam. Says if you have two guys fighting and the din is called the olam gvar, so what does it mean? It means the one who gets there first becomes the muchzak. Interesting Rambam. Right. The one who gets there first becomes like the muchzak, and now the other one has to bring a raya.
That doesn't sound like anything.
Why doesn't
that sound like anything? Why is that just the way
you want? Let's think about it a little more. There are different ways of understanding this. There's one way you can say it's like this. Anybody else have a different story? Maybe you say like this. Maybe you say questions like this. It's called the Olam Gvar. Is that a din? Is that the mishpat of Beis Din? No, is that itself the mishpat Beis Din? Or is it just the Beis Din refusing to become involved? Now it's difference is like this: that if you say that's the psak, that's the din, Kol Olam Gvar is actually the mishpat Beis Din. So it means to say, like you were saying, sort of, it means to say the case really is started. The litigants are in the court. They're received by the Beis Din, and Beis Din is implementing the justice of Kol Dalam Gvar. So then, whether they take it or not, it makes no difference, because they can take it and give it back. You understand? Because they're not doing anything different. There's no change. They already gave the din of Kol Dalam Gvar, so now they're just holding it. They're seeing maybe it's shayach to go up to a higher status of din. It's not, so we return it to the din of kol dolam gevar. You understand? But if you say kol dolam gevar is based in refusing to become involved in the case, you understand? Then once they take it, that's a different story.
By giving it back, that's not refusing.
No, it is not a mishpat of beis din. It's not the din. It's not a din of mishpat beis din. It's what beis din. It's how we reestablish things when beis din will not render a decision. When beis din refuses to hear the case. When beis din refuses to become involved in deciding the merits of the case. You understand? But it's not mamon ba. It's not a case at all of ba mamon Yisrael biyad beis din. If you say it's mishpat, then you say it already came to beis din. The mamon Yisrael is already biyad beis din, and then they give it out. They give it back as a din of kol dolam gevar. So there's no reason why they can't hold it and give it back again as the din of kol dolam gevar. But if you say no, kol dolam gevar is not mishpat at all. That's not maisa. That's not mishpat beis din. That's just anarchy that beis din will tolerate because there's no choice. They can't get involved. There's no way for them to get involved. But once they take it under the auspices of beis din, they have no choice but to do mishpat. Because beis din has a choice to not get involved, but they don't have a choice to get involved and not do mishpat. Now, if you say you can't give it back because me'achar shebo momen yisrael biyad beis din einan reshoin lahafkiro. Understand? It's very clear that he's saying the coin to the tzad that says you can't give it back means to say that they never really accepted the case. They heard the sides and they say we refuse. Okay. So then, if they would hold it, so it was never momen shebo liyad beis din. It never was Momen Shebol Yad Beis. Now, if they would take it, it's Momen Shebol Yad Beis. And now they're taking the responsibility of Mishpat. They can refuse to give Mishpat. They can refuse. But they can refuse to take that responsibility. But once they're Shomrim on this Cheftza, Bitoras, Mishpat, right, then it's impossible for them to just be Mafkir it. To just be Mafkir it. So I'm saying that's one way to look at it. No, I'm saying there's two ways to go on this. One way to look at it is the question is, what is kol dolam gevar? Is it based in, like, the truth of the matter is, the Rishonim do refer to kol dolam gevar as based in his ein nizkokin. Ein nizkokin. I don't know if you saw that expression. Later, because later on the Gemara tries to compare, why do you say kol dolam gevar? Why don't you say achloku? So it says, based in will not ein is kukin to a din that riot that a riot can be brought later on. Ein is kukin is mashma that they're not they just don't. Ein is kukin means they don't get together to don the case. They just don't do it. It's not a din of kol dolam gevar. It's ein is kukin. Ein kol dolam gevar is when beis din does not render any decision. When beis din decides that they can't render a decision. But that's not a din of beis din. That's the absence of the din of a beis din. You understand? So now if they would take it, now they're stuck. They can't release it anymore. Because once they took it, now they can only do mishpat. They refused because they couldn't do mishpat in the first place. That's why they refused. But once they take it, they have to, there's only one way beis din can act. But if you say kol dolam gevar itself is a type of mishpat, then they can act that way. Yeah. Then it's not putting it to hefker. Right. Then it's not considered to be mafker. He's clearly saying the side that says lo tafsina v'lo mafkina means if they would take it and put it back to kol dolam gevar, that would just be making it hefker. It wouldn't be returning it to the. It would be very different. Originally, it was under the din of kol dolam gevar. Now they took it and they'd have to just be mafker. Machlokas, right? You could try to learn the machlokas the other way, that's a machlokas on beis din's taking it. Right? This is what you were trying to say, Chaim. You're focusing on the other Rashbam. That they're really just sort of undoing what they did. Or they never really took it,
right,
for mishpat. It's not a taking of beis din. It's just like a third party.
They're not
actually. Like a storage place. I don't have to think about that. I'm giving you one way. One way to look at machlokes is in the nature of kol olam gevurah. I think you're right. I think you could define it the other way too. But we have to work on it a little more. We have to work on the machlokes a little more.
What's the tfisa?
The Rush wants to say, the Rush in our Gemara, the Rush in our in Bava Metzia, he has an interesting idea. He wants to say kol olam gevurah is sort of like a trial by tribulation, as they call it. That whoever actually wins, that the rightful owner will exert himself, more.
If I had a field that I just had to run faster to get to, and I would get a 100,000 right field.
Or because the other guy knows that it's really his, A, psychologically, and B, the other guy might would think that he'll be able to bring better rias eventually. Eventually he'll think that if it really is, since I know it's really his, eventually he'll be able to prove it.
Then he won't try as hard.
That's right. No, so then the one who's not rightful won't. The one who's illegitimate won't fight as hard because he knows it's not going to really last. He knows it's not going to really amount to anything. He knows eventually the guy will be able to bring a better ride.
But that doesn't mean
that the Rush is holding it to din. It just means he's just trying to explain a different thing. That why doesn't Beis Din